Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, you ready to go?
Let's do this.
Fire away.
All right, here, I'm going to do a quick one that's off the radar before I go into my main story.
Oh,
did
okay.
You see what the Toronto Raptors Twitter account did last night?
Did they do something snarky? Because they have no right to do anything until their basketball team actually does something significant.
Well, I think it's kind of like, I didn't think it was that cool. The Toronto Raptors, who fired their coach, Dwayne Casey, recently. We all saw the different nominations for all the different categories last night during the game, right? They were talking about, you know, Rookie of the Year, Most Improved Player of the Year, MVP, Coach of the Year. Well, Dwayne Casey is nominated for Coach of the Year, all right? Well, the Toronto Raptors congratulated him last night for being nominated on their Twitter account for Coach of the Year just days after they fired him. I thought that was like, come on, man.
Yeah. It's all like due respect. Sending a happy birthday card to someone you just divorced.
Yeah.
Happy birthday,
broke up
baby.
With. Yeah.
By the way, are you seeing the topic they're putting on the TV here, Ted?
Oh!
Tell me that.
Yes!
Please tell me you don't think that's acceptable.
I do, buddy.
Ted!
I do!
Ted, okay.
Yeah, because you can also put...
Okay, just let me explain, because we have an audience that's listening right now.
I think that's okay, yes.
Ted and I got into it over ketchup on hot dogs yesterday. I think it's unacceptable. Ted happens to have a seven-year-old living inside him somewhere,
please.
He thinks it's acceptable.
The public agree with me.
They're asking the question on TV right now, is ketchup on tacos okay? If you say yes on this, then I do think the text line is going to go after you. I was disappointed. And by the way, 69% of the people on the poll that I put up on Twitter think that it's acceptable to put ketchup on hot dogs, which means that 31% of the people that follow me are sane thinkers. Ketchup on tacos, Ted?
Yeah, I'm down with it, man. It's just hamburger meat. It's just ground beef. You're just putting ketchup on ground beef.
It's ground beef with taco seasoning in it, in a shell.
Oh, that sounds just... awesome to me. It really does.
It does, without ketchup.
You know what I'll put it also? I'll put ketchup on?
What?
Scrambled eggs.
Oh, I do too.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay. Huh?
Yeah, will you
put
ketchup on a rib tickler ribs?
No.
Oh, really? Because I find that to be really tasty.
No. Okay. Senior's not going to be happy about that.
Kidding, senior. Kidding.
I'm down with ketchup on tacos for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
You're going to get
no
destroyed.
With it.
Wow.
All right. My story
I'm
comes
glad that
out
this
of
came up during all due respect.
Canada. The great country that is Canada. God, everybody I've ever met from Canada is a lot of fun, man. The girls from New Hampshire are grimy.
Yeah, grimy.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't realize that In the Loop, you told me In the Loop was talking about this story. I can't believe, I almost like threw up in my mouth watching
over
this.
It the last 2 days.
I didn't realize that, but I'm gonna use a story they've been talking about. Yeah, but it's a woman in Canada walked into a Tim Hortons. If people don't know what Tim Hortons is, it's a donut place.
It's okay? Like the Shipley's of Canada.
That's basically what it is. All right. This is unbelievable video. There's video of this woman doing this. She goes into a Tim Hortons and she's outraged at the employees for whatever reason.
Because they wouldn't let her
reason.
Use the bathroom.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You're right. They wouldn't let her use the bathroom. All right. So what does she do to kind of combat the fact that they're not going to let her in the bathroom? And I guess, and according to the statement, I'll read in a little bit, she has a prior history with this place, and so they just denied her access to the bathroom. So you know what she did? She took matter into her own hands, man.
Literally.
She pulls her pants down.
Like right there in front of the cash register.
She basically backed up to the back wall, so she had some stability there. So she leans or puts her back up against the back wall, pulls her pants down and just lets it fly onto the floor, man. It is disgusting.
There's video of it online.
She's not done.
There's video of it online set to Titanic.
It just, oh my God. It hits the floor. She turns, grabs some napkins, wipes it up, and then throws it at the employees of Tim Hortons. I've never seen anything like this. What's the movie? Falling Down? It's like, remember the movie Falling Down?
Yeah, Michael Douglas, yeah.
I mean, he did everything but pull his pants down and crab on the floor. But this is what Tim Hortons had to say about it.
Well, not only did she pick it up and throw it at the employees, she walked over to the napkins, wiped herself, and then threw the napkins at the employees.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm just saying, she went nuclear.
You're right, she wasn't done after initial.
I just want the audience to have the cadence of the entire 40 seconds.
Yeah. You know what might have helped her clean herself up a little better? It's baby wipes, but neither here nor there.
Yeah, I don't think cleanliness was her goal.
So, Tim Hortons
put
made
a ketchup on it before she
threw
it out.
No, she didn't.
Should she have?
What's up with, man? You guys, my ketchup is ketchup's my favorite condiment ever.
We are condiment bullying.
I would eat a hot dog with ketchup on if you handed it to me, but the taco take is awful.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I would eat a taco with ketchup on it.
All right. Well, you guys aren't living full lives then.
All right. Stay focused on this Tim Hortons.
So Tim Hortons made at least same in a limited cases across the country. Restaurants have a restricted access policy for restrooms to ensure the well-being of our guests. Tim Hortons said in a written statement, "Our current understanding is that the team member used their discretion in this case and denied access to this guest based on past behavior and out of concern for the immediate safety of team members and guests in the restaurant." With all due respect, you should have let her into the bathroom. You should have. Now, no. Did anybody see this counter move coming?
No.
No.
But if she's, you kind of hit on it right out of the chute, Ted. If she has a history with this location where she's just using the bathroom and they finally told her, like, look,
yeah,
we need you to actually purchase something. Like, the bathroom is not there. It's not a public restroom. It's not a portalette.
That's true.
It's, you know, they have a history of warning her multiple times. Again, imagine if this were the Rib Tickler and somebody was going in to use the bathroom, which, by the way, at the Rib Tickler are super clean.
Terms, yeah.
Like, I would use the bathrooms at the Rib Tickler just if that was all I needed to do. You know, but eventually you got to buy a rack of ribs or something, man.
I just think is it weird to say that I'm kind of impressed she delivered? Like,
that is a lot.
She, in her mind, she's like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull my pants down. And then she was able to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of pressure in that moment.
It is.
And she, boom, it came out. She wiped it, threw it.
It was a clutch performance,
her,
no question.
Back, you know, back in, and then threw it again.
Yeah.
With all due respect, this woman needs help. This woman needs to be put in a straitjacket.
She needs to wash her hands.
But you're right.
Sure.
There's, I have a thing about bathrooms, man. If my gym or places I frequent a lot don't have clean bathrooms, I don't have time for that, man.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
What do you got, Shawnee?
I've got a story. You and I, it's funny. We were leaving the station yesterday. And we saw Kevin, our promotions guy, Kevin.
Good kid, man.
Great kid. He's always at our Friday remotes. If you go to our Friday remotes, you'll see Kevin there.
He's an up-and-comer.
He is. And he was in the lobby when we left here yesterday. I guess they were having a big promotions meeting because they just brought a bunch of pizzas in. And Kevin said, man, did y'all hear about that story about the dude up in Dallas who infiltrated that high school as a 25-year-old?
This is a crazy story.
And I said, yeah, I had it on the rundown. We just never got to it because we were so basketball heavy and we had too many sports topics to get to. So I'll use it here during all due respect. If you haven't heard this story yet, this is a scary story if you go to, you know, if you have a kid going to school. We're in Houston, so this happened up in Dallas. But my guess is in a big city school district, a lot of stuff slips through the cracks. You never know. A 25-year-old man posed as a teenager to enroll in a Dallas ISD high school, and he did so by saying that he was homeless, that he was a Hurricane Harvey victim, and he was homeless. And they let him into the high school.
As a freshman.
As a freshman. He was high schoolers there in Dallas knew it was at Hillcrest High School in Dallas ISD. Mm-hmm. And they knew him as 17-year-old Rashawn Sidney Robinson. In reality, he was a 25-year-old with a name about as long as Dikembe Mutombo's real name. Sidney Bouvier Gilstrap Portley.
Okay.
Yeah, Gilstrap Portley is his last name because it's a hyphen in between. I guess Bouvier is his middle name. It's a very sophisticated name.
It is.
It sounds like the name of like an 1800s aristocrat. Yeah,
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. So, anyways, he's 25 years old. He infiltrated that high school.
He infiltrated it.
He did. And he played for the high school basketball team this year. And the district admits, the superintendent said, we have some liberal policies for homeless students. But he knew that, and he took advantage of this opportunity to enroll in Hillcrest. The fact of the matter is, he's a 2011 graduate of North Mesquite High School here in Texas. And he was playing basketball for the team at the high school there. And a coach recognized him and contacted Dallas ISD. Gilstrap Portley was arrested on a felony charge of tampering with government documents for filing false enrollment records.
Wow, that's a felony?
Now, the sinister part of this, the sinister part of this is he started hitting on some of the younger students at the school.
Oh, okay. He's a low-down, dirty dog.
He's a low-down, dirty dog. And that part, there's no joking around with that part. That's terrible, and he should go away for a long, long time for that part of it. Now, that said, when you get older, it's always the thing like, man, when you see your kids go to high school or you see, you know, kids, like young kids come through here as interns, you're like, man, if I could just go back to high school knowing what I know now.
No, of course.
But I never wanted to go back as a 25-year-old.
All right, who,
or in this case, as a 40-something. Like, I would, yes, I'd like to go back, but I'd like to be 18-year-old me again.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing illegal things.
And you got your,
just implant the knowledge in my head. That's all I ask.
You got your son, Sammy, here. He's a freshman at Baylor.
He's 18 years old.
Okay. Do you know what it'd be like? It'd be like Sammy. Like, there's kind of, like, if you ever see a person who's graduated and gone on to college and then comes back to high school parties.
Yeah.
Sammy, have you done that? Okay, good. So I can say, loser.
Yeah.
Loser. Those people, the guys that graduate high school and then come back a year later for the high school parties, losers.
Yes, agreed.
So this guy's a total
glad Sammy's answer
douchebag.
Was no.
Yeah, I am too.
Well.
I had to check first.
Yeah, he learned well. But you would like to go back as a high school student with the wisdom imparted in your head.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Now, he was on the basketball team, too.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. He got noticed as a basketball.
But I think he had 17 points in one of the state championship games.
Yeah.
They lost, but...
He was literally a man among boys.
He was. I don't know how that kid slips through there, man. That's a huge age difference.
That's a bad look for the school district.
It's a really bad look, man.
25 years old.
Well, we take homeless... And with more liberal, more loose
we do.
Liberties.
The worst part of this is he's
people.
Taking advantage of... Well, the worst part is that he was hitting on younger students. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
The second worst part is that he was using Hurricane Harvey as a springboard for him to dominate in the basketball league and do all the felonious things that he was doing there.
I'm worried about his future, man. If that's what he thinks he needs to do to go back
I'm
to
not
get
worried
his,
at all.
Get
I know
some self-esteem.
His future, he's going to have some new playmates to play with in the future.
Oh, that's a good call.
That won't be quite as gentle as the ones he's with right now. Yeah.
Don't drop the soap, man.
Yeah. All right, that was all due respect. By the way, stupid people doing stupid things. I don't know when we're going to get a chance to touch on this. There was a story on the Chronicle today. Did you hear an asteroid missed the Earth by 126,000 miles in the last 2 days?
I did not.
I know that sounds like a lot of miles, but in the grand scheme of the galaxy...
straight out of, like, Armageddon?
In the grand scheme of the galaxy, that's like me taking a baseball and whizzing it right past your ear.
Oh, that's close.
Yeah.
That's too close for me.
126,000 miles.
Man. I can't even imagine. I can't imagine. You got all these movies, these futuristic movies,
it was
like Armageddon.
Yeah, it was the size of the Statue of Liberty.
Was it
now,
really?
The funny thing would have been is if it was in the exact shape of the Statue of Liberty.
Like somebody, that would be impressive.
Like some space shuttle like was letting its garbage out, like the Millennium Falcon, and one of the things was like a fake Statue of Liberty, and it turned into an asteroid, and it came to the Earth and made a Statue of Liberty-sized dent in like Kansas.
That would be kind of cool if nobody got hurt. That would be really
cool. Like,
but an asteroid that size, I mean, they say the damage that it can do could be really significant.
I would imagine it would be traveling at a high rate of speed.
Yeah.
So
the impact alone, plus the tsunamis that would happen after the impact.
Yeah,
Laura's a
weather
woman.
Yeah, Laura's a meteorologist. Asteroid, even an asteroid merely the size of the Statue of Liberty, which is obviously compared to the entire country very small, that would set off a chain reaction that would basically doom all of us.
Catastrophic.
Okay.
Wow. See?
Yeah. Tom Herman. I don't believe these guys with this asteroid. Let me tell you. And I'm not going to be the coach of Texas either.
Do we have a system in place to make sure that doesn't happen, like where it doesn't hit us?
I don't know. If you can send some spaceships
like a laser,
some TIE fighters up there?
Do you guys not watch any space movies at all? Because what would happen is if you had one, you know, in a trajectory towards Earth, even if you sent nukes up there to blow it apart, you're still going to have small enough pieces that come down and still cause a lot of
problems. Have to land on top of it and then drill hole in the middle of it and then shoot a nuke down into it.
Wasn't that Armageddon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Come to think of it. I was like, Ted, that's a really good idea. Ted stealing all his ideas. You know, this guy in prison, what he should do is put up a poster of Raquel Welch and dig his way out. Ted's stealing all his ideas. You know how I'm going to get to college? I'm going to get in the caddy tournament, and I'm going to win that.
All right, I do love movies. What can I say? I'm sorry. It kind of bleeds into my real life sometimes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.